720 WGN, John Hanson in for Amy Guth on a shortened edition of the Wintrust Business Lunch, right up to White Sox baseball at 1240. Joined on the line by Seamus Toomey, my old boss at DNA Info Chicago and currently an editor at Block Club Chicago. Seamus, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, John, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so we have chatted a few times. I think a lot of people have heard of Block Club Chicago. You guys, when was it that you guys announced that you were starting up?
Boy, it feels like years ago. It was just about a month or two ago when we made the big announcement and we opened up our Kickstarter and our fundraising, and it's just been pretty much phenomenal excitement from on our part and from readers ever since then.
Yeah, DNA Info, of course, was an acclaimed site that covered a lot of the local neighborhoods in Chicago. Block Club Chicago, Amy, did the same. How much did you raise from just everyday folks?
Wow, you know, just in the Kickstarter alone, we'd set a goal for $25,000 just to get us a little bit of money to you know, just to kind of get us going, and we ended up getting $183,000.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was the it turned into the largest local journalism Kickstarter in U.S. history, which we are obviously extremely proud of, and just super enthusiastic to deliver on, you know, the promises that we made to bring back neighborhood news to Chicago.
So, Seamus, your background's obviously in the content side of things as an editor, and Jen Sabella, Stephanie Lulay helping you out there as well. They're part of the team, editors as well, and they're formerly of DNA Info. But, I mean, none of you guys really have a, you know, MBAs or business background. Has that been a challenge starting up a news business, not really having the expertise per se in the business side of things?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I learned something new just about every day. I've Googled just about a million different things to try to figure out what I'm doing.
Who needs an MBA? You got Google.
Yeah, exactly. We've gotten a ton of help. People have come out of the woodwork offering to volunteer their services. I've met with just some really impressive people in the tech world and the news world. We've got some business partners out in New York that are helping a lot on the business side as well. Stephanie, Jen, and myself are doing a lot of the heavy lifting, but we're not alone on this, and we're getting a lot of good guidance.
All right, so it obviously takes a while to set this up and get it going. When can we start to expect to actually read these great stories?
Excellent question. We are we're targeting the end of May at this point.
Okay.
We're actually just waiting a little bit on the tech side of things. We're getting some help from a fantastic company called Civil, which is actually building a network of really interesting websites around the country, and they wanted us to join their platform, so we were happy to do it. And so they are going to roll them all out together. So we're hoping for the end of May. You know, in the meantime, we're getting a little antsy ourselves because we're news people and we don't like to sit on anything. So we've been starting to do some stuff on social media as well as on Medium, just on the website Medium, where we can publish stuff there. So, John, you know Elisa Hauser very well. She's our Wicker Park, Bucktown, Westtown reporter who can break news in her sleep, and you know she like scoops the whole world on just about everything. She has been aggressively posting stuff on Medium. So is Mina Bloom and Lee Edwards, our other reporters. You know, we just don't. If we got a scoop, we don't want to just sit on it.
Right.
Like Quencher's closing this week, by the way. The bar on the Logan Wicker Park border. You know, that's our kind of news when beloved institutions go away unexpectedly. So so Elisa broke that story. So we're not going to be totally silent until we formally launch, but we'll do a little bit on, like I said, on Medium, on Facebook, and on Twitter. But the live site, the real site, the one with the that everyone signed up for with the subscriptions, that is coming soon, hopefully just in a couple more weeks.
And really quickly, obviously, subscription-based news service is growing in popularity. There's not a darn Washington Post article I don't click on now that I can't read, and it's really starting to move the needle for me about signing up for stuff. Obviously, you guys are going to need subscription-based revenue. How much is it going to cost to get Block Club Chicago News?
Right now, we've been offering monthly subscriptions for $5. For a year, it's $50, which, you know, we tried really hard to set it at a reasonable rate that people will be able to afford, but can also still help support the neighborhood news that people have come to love. And you're exactly right. I think the whole subscription model, I think there's been a sea change in the last couple of years about readers sort of respecting that, you know, that if you want good local journalism, if you want good journalism, that it can't be for free anymore. I mean, eventually, you know, places start closing, people get laid off, DNA Info closes. You know, you need community support, not just for sharing and reading and talking us up and word of mouth. We also, you know, we also need people to, you know, to pay a little bit of money for the subscription and help it going, keep it going, and, you know, frankly, help us grow.
And Seamus, one time for people that are curious, where can people find out more information?
You can go to blockclubchicago.org.
Seamus Toomey, good luck, man. I know this is the stressful time, but we appreciate you joining us, okay?
Anytime, John. I appreciate it.
All right, Seamus Toomey of Block Club Chicago.